Exclusive: Joe Biden's ties to China present national security risk if he becomes president, experts say. By Christina Wong on October 22, 2020. Joe Biden and his family's financial ties to China, recently exposed by emails found on a laptop belonging to his son, Hunter Biden, present a national security risk for America should he be elected president, experts and lawmakers told Breitbart News. They said if Biden is elected president, he would be compromised by the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, because of the millions of dollars CCP-linked companies have poured into the business ventures tied to his son, Hunter Biden, other family members, and even Joe Biden himself. The emails, which the New York Post published last week, showed Hunter Biden trading in on his personal connections in exchange for millions and discussing how his family would benefit from them. In one August 2017 email, Hunter Biden discussed securing a three-year consulting contract for $10 million a year from Yi Jianming, then the CEO of a Chinese energy firm, for introductions alone. It is not specified who was introduced. In that same email chain, he discussed that he and his family were partners in an unspecified joint venture. Consulting fees is one piece of our income stream, but the reason this proposal by the chairman was so much more interesting to me and my family is that we would also be partners in SIC, the equity and profits of the JVs, joint ventures, investments. An August 2017 photo showed a handwritten flowchart of ownership of Hudson West, with Hunter Biden controlling half and the chairman controlling the other half. A recent report by Senate Republicans showed that a company called Hudson West 3 opened a line of credit a month later, in September 2017, and that credit cards were issued against the account that fueled a $100,000 shopping spree by Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's brother James, known as Jim, and Jim's wife, Sarah Biden. Another document from September 2017 showed that one of Yi's top lieutenants in Hong Kong had agreed to pay Hunter a $1 million retainer for counsel to matters related to U.S. law and advice pertaining to the hiring and legal analysis of any U.S. law firm or lawyer. A May 2017 email showed that H. or Hunter Biden would receive 20% of equity or shares in an unspecified joint business venture with a Chinese firm, and someone referenced as the big guy would receive 10%. On Wednesday, one of Hunter Biden's former business partners, Tony Bobulinski, came forward to confirm that the big guy was, in fact, a reference to Joe Biden and the equity he would personally receive. On Thursday, Fox News reported that in another May 2017 email, Joe Biden's brother Jim listed as key domestic contacts for a project the names of Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, Joe Biden's current running mate, and other prominent Democrats, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, Senator Dianne Feinstein, DCA, and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, D. Last week, Politico reported that Joe Biden's son-in-law, Howard Crane, chief medical officer of Startup Health, has been advising the Biden campaign on coronavirus. As reported by Breitbart News, Startup Health also has links to Chinese firms. Startup Health was founded in 2011 by Howard Crane's brother, Stephen Crane, and received $19.3 million from China's largest health insurance company in 2018 amid speculation the former vice president would run for the White House in 2020. The company praised China's coronavirus response in a post on its website in March that said, "China's systematic and urgent response to contain COVID-19 has become a kind of playbook for other countries working to ramp up similar impromptu yet systemized efforts to stay the spread of this novel infectious disease." It has also already been widely reported that Hunter Biden traveled with then-Vice President Joe Biden to China in December 2013 aboard Air Force Two and that 10 days later, his investment firm, Rosemont Seneca, received a $1 billion investment from the state-owned Bank of China. Experts said these vast ties with Chinese firms, which cannot operate without CCP permission and oversight, make him vulnerable to the CCP, particularly if they have compromising material on his son. Hostile foreign governments or intelligence services look for ways to influence U.S. officials' decision-making in their favor, whether that official is a bureaucrat, vice president of the United States, or a presidential candidate, J. Michael Waller, vice president of government relations for the Center for Security Policy and member of the Committee on the Present Danger, China, said in an interview with Breitbart News on Wednesday. They're looking for ways to have an in with that individual, to compromise that individual, to make that individual's decisions benefit the regime it's targeting, he said. This is the real danger of Communist Party investments in America, especially where it pertains to those who are tied to decision-making. So Biden's vulnerable node would, therefore, be his son Hunter, who is a loser, a criminal, a cokehead. And a father is going to want to look out for a son like that. But the Chinese are looking at it very differently. They're saying, this is our entry into the decision-making inner circle of the United States leadership. Why else would they hire a completely undisciplined crackhead to trust with so much money? He added. Gordon Chang, author and top China expert, said if Joe Biden did receive a kickback from his son's business deals in China and he becomes president, it would give the Chinese extraordinary leverage over the president of the United States, especially if there are other things that we do not know about. We know that Hunter was engaged in some extremely disturbing events that the Chinese may very well have pictorial evidence of. And any father would want to protect his son. There's all sorts of things we have to worry about, he said in an interview with Wall Tuesday. China does go through extraordinary lengths to get compromising material about others, and so, we should not be surprised they have it about Hunter Biden. He tweeted Sunday, no person on hashtag China's payroll should be allowed to hold public office in hashtag America. Frank Gaffney, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy, said if Biden were a federal government official or contractor, his ties to China would disqualify him for the low bar of a security clearance to handle classified material. There's too many vulnerabilities there that would enable a hostile foreign power, let alone ones who have been directly involved in the transactions. For heaven's sake, he said in an interview with SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily on Tuesday. He predicted that even Democrats will find a way to disqualify him if he wins the election. I can't conceive of the party actually allowing him near the Oval Office, he said. What I believe is there will be grounds for disqualifying him from serving should he be elected from the contents of this hard drive. Representative Jim Banks, RN, a U.S. Navy reservist and co-chair of the House Armed Services Committee's Defense of the Future Task Force, called Biden's ties the worst examples of conflicts of interest in government he has ever seen. It should be very concerning on the eve of an historic election that anyone could take the White House whose family has made millions upon millions by selling access to that person, especially when it involves our greatest adversary, that being China, he said in an interview with Breitbart News on Tuesday. They've got the goods on him, and, the way the Chinese Communist Party operates, they're going to use all of this against Joe Biden and the American people if he becomes president, he said. Adding that the working men and women hurt by China's theft of American intellectual property and jobs would be hurt the most. Representative Jim Jordan, RO, the top Republican on the House Judiciary Committee, said it is concerning that Biden is refusing to discuss the emails and his family's financial ties. If this went on, and it sure looks like it did, you're talking about a guy who's going to be in the White House, the President of the United States. This is important information for the American people to know as we head into this critical election in 2 weeks, he said during a Trump campaign press conference call Tuesday. Waller said there is already evidence that Biden is holding back against China in his unwillingness to criticize China for the coronavirus. You never once heard Joe Biden ever criticize the Chinese Communist Party for any of this, he said. This is what the CCP does when they make these big investments in you. This is no longer a business relationship that we have. This is a political relationship as well. And you cannot criticize the Chinese leadership on anything, he said. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.